Anyway, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Oh, you guys fell asleep during that, didn't you? Okay, let's try it again. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor.
Thank you. Okay, I want you to imagine with me for a minute that something happened in your life, and every morning, Bill Gates gave you $86,400. Okay? You had 24 hours in which to use it, and anything that was not used by the end of the day, you had to burn. Okay? Now, okay, so this is happening every day. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Give most of it away.
Give most of, you know, you have to use it. You can't give it away.
We're going to build.
You have to use it for something productive, okay? You're going to build orphanages, okay? You'd find something to do with it, wouldn't you?
Right.
And there are one of two things that happen. One is you'd probably at first, you would find a way to spend every bit of it, right? You'd find a way to spend every bit of it. But after this went on and on for years and years and years, you'd probably become what? Apathetic and bored. You'd become lazy. You wouldn't be as effective at doing it, would you? Because there's going to be another $86,400 tomorrow. So if Megan doesn't spend all of her money and use it wisely today, there's tomorrow. Okay? Well, the same scenario applies to your life right now because every day God gives you 86,400 seconds. And it's up to you what you're going to use it on.
Amen.
And guess what? You don't get to carry it over to tomorrow. And so you get to choose what you're going to use on. Are you going to use it for something that's wise and smart? Or are you going to waste it?
Amen.
Yeah, something dumb and foolish. Okay? You get 86,400 seconds a day. You get 168 hours every week. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm good, unfortunately, at wasting time. We waste it. What's that?
Get rid of the TV.
Yeah, you know. I mean, in that light, okay, if you're an average American, okay, average, and you live to be 70 years old, how much time are you going to spend sleeping?
A third of your life.
23 years. Of your life.
Wow.
How much are you going to spend working?
23 years.
17 years working.
What? We sleep more than we work?
17. You sleep. The average American sleeps more than they work. Okay? Yeah. I mean, I worked yesterday 10 hours. I slept 9. Okay? Okay? How much watching TV and playing?
23 years.
11. 11 years. Mm-hmm. How much are you going to spend traveling?
2 years.
Six. Ooh, big one. How much time are you going to spend eating?
40 years.
Okay. Me, average American spends 6 years of their life eating.
Wow.
Now, some of us, that's a little more, okay, than six, okay? How many years are you going to spend getting ready for stuff?
Not very long.
Average 2 years. Okay? Now, the big question. How much time are you going to spend in church?
3 months.
3 months. Okay. Well, no, that's about average. Well, no, average American spends more than that. Okay? But you have your Easter and your Christmas, you know, churchgoers. Okay? No, 1 year. If you're the average American, you will spend 1 year of your whole life, if one out of 70 years, in church.
Thank God we're not average.
Yeah. That's right. We spend a year and a half, you know, because we go longer, okay? But, you know, and a lot of conferences I go to, that's the big thing. People get really restless if the service goes longer than an hour.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, tough luck if you come here. We usually go longer than an hour.
Thank you, Lord.
And the eating part, It's a little higher at this church because we have worship through eating. Okay? So we have to remember that, you know, that, you know, in our life, we have only so much time, okay, in this life. Ephesians 5, 15 and 16. Live life with a due sense of responsibility, not as those who do not know the meaning and purpose of life, but as those who do. Make the best use of your time despite all the difficulties of these days. Okay? Make the best use of your life, okay? And the first fill in there, time management is actually life management.
Amen. Good
one. When you manage your time, you are actually managing your life. Because when your time is up, guess what?
It's up.
You kick the bucket.
Time's up.
Yeah. And so, you know, when your time runs out, so are you. And this life is spent preparing for the next life. Remember the parable I told you last week, but Jesus told about how the rich man, he gave talent to people and he sent them out to use them. And then he came back and he wanted an accounting. And he said, oh, I gave you 10, you made it 20, good, you got more. And then the one that he gave them the one talent to, and it was according to their abilities, he hid it and gave it back with nothing. And he said, not good. Not exact quote. Okay? They said, "Not that's not good. Because how am I supposed to entrust you with eternal responsibilities if you can't handle the things that are here right now?
Amen.
If you're going to handle stuff eternally, you got to learn to handle the stuff here right now in this time. So when you're killing time, you're killing your life. You're basically committing suicide. Okay? And in 1 Corinthians 4:2, it says, those who've been given a trust must prove faithful. Okay? So we're given a responsibility. We're given a time. We're given knowledge. We're given all kinds of things. We're given gifts. We're given talents. And we talk about this in worship through giving all the time. God gives you abilities. Like the class in 2 weeks is about shape, about your spiritual gift, your heart, what you have a passion for. A is the abilities that you have. The P is your personality. E is your experiences. We all have all those things, and God gives those to us so that we can live out God's purposes, okay? And so my problem isn't time. It's my choices. Wow, I made that up, and Mark made it look much better than I made it. So now, okay, but what's that an example of? You know, mine was a lot different print and no background. Mark took his talents, he took his abilities, and he applied it. And made it better. Yeah, he made it pretty. Okay? And he's using the talent that God gave him. Now, but we don't find computer in the Bible. Well, guess what? If they'd have had them back then, you'd have found them in there, you know? So it isn't that, you know? And so one of the things that we want to talk about is saving time, not money.
Amen.
Okay? And I'm not talking about learning how to cram more into a day, because if this is successful, what you're going to do is you're actually going to do less. Okay? Because you're going to look at the choices you make. Ecclesiastes 8:6. There is a right time and a right way to do everything, but we know so little. There's a right time and there's a right place, but we know so little. We get distracted by all kinds of stuff. Okay? It's our choices. We have a choice of what we're going to do with our time. Now, I grew up a boob tube baby. We had 9 kids in my family. Did we go out to dinner a lot?
No.
No. Did we go to movies a lot? No. Did we do anything outside of the house a lot? No. And when television came out, my dad was so excited because guess what? Everybody could watch it. And we did. We watched television all the time. Lawrence Welk and all those exciting things, you know? But there was a Disney, Kennecott Copper had a movie channel on there, and Disney had a channel on there. And so we had choices what we were going to do. We could go outside and we could play, which we did a lot. Or we could sit inside and we could watch television. In the wintertime, we watched a lot of television. And you get addicted to that. Okay? And so I'm a watcher. Scott says, time and time again, we'll be talking and a commercial comes on, he shuts the sound off. Doesn't stop me from watching. He said, I'm the only person he knows that watches a commercial with the sound off. It's on. It's on. It's my choice. Now, I quit watching television years ago. I don't watch the news. I don't watch the Brady Bunch. I don't watch anything that's on. Reality shows that aren't really reality. You know, any of that stuff. Now, does that mean I don't watch TV at all? No, I'll rent movies and watch them. Because they're more productive. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep, sure. I mean, you know, you watch it and you go, hey, do you ever go to a movie and you come out and you go, wow, that was a waste of time. Yeah. You know, I've had a couple of movies. For me, that's saying a lot. I've actually had a couple of movies that I left because it was like,
so stupid.
I'll never get
yeah. I recorded one time and it didn't get to the end and I didn't care. It was like, oh, good. You know, but we have those things and it's our choice what we do with it. You know, it's our choice. I can sit there and watch that or I can go for a walk or I can read or whatever, okay? And so when we look at that, we have to make wise choices. The other part of that, time management can be learned.
Amen.
We can learn to unlearn the habits we have, and we can go that way. In Psalms 90:12, it says, teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. Now, how many of you are under 20? Yeah, right. Uh-huh. In your fantasy land. Okay, there's a couple of three of you. And you know, back when I was 20, it seemed like we did endless things. We would go motorcycle ride, we'd go water skiing, we'd sit in the driveway and talk for hours and all kinds of stuff. And now, it's like you get up and it's time to go to bed.
Amen.
And you know, have you ever heard the saying, as you get older, time goes faster?
True.
Now, I'm not going to ask for a raise of hands, but, you know... Any of you who are closer to my age, do you find that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just like it seems like you can't get as much done as you used to. You know? And so that's what Proverbs is saying. Teach us to number our days and recognize how few they are. It does not seem like it was 40 years ago that I was only 24. It's been 40 honking years. You know, I graduated from high school 1965.
Wow.
Actually, I lied. It was 64. Okay. Most of you weren't even born then. I was at the hospital yesterday working down there and I talked to a lady and I said something about when I started here. And she says, well, when did you start here? And I says, 1973. She goes, ooh, I was one. I've been there almost 40 years at the hospital. And it does. Time just... Whoosh, and we can squander it away watching television. And I can tell you, I've seen episodes of Survivor. It's not reality. You know? You look at those shows and it's like...
Why?
Yeah, exactly. Why? You know? Why? So how do you learn all this stuff? Okay, the first way you learn it, the steps you do. Number one, you analyze your lifestyle.
Amen.
You have to stop and look at your life. In the 301 class that we're going to be doing in 2 weeks, part of that class's purpose is to help you discover God's purpose for your life. Every one of us have a purpose. We're not just randomly plopped here and say, well, let's see what can happen.
Amen.
You know, we have that personality. God gives us spiritual gifts.
Amen.
abilities that other people don't have. And some of us, you know, we're, like I say, Mark has computer abilities. Yeah, right. I'll ever have them. Chris and I were in the back talking a little bit earlier, and we were talking about the phones and stuff like that. And he said, well, if I get this phone, I'll give you my whatever kind of phone it is. And it has the internet accessibility and all that stuff. And it's like, yeah, do you know how often I get on the internet?
Once a year,
whether I need to or not. You know? And so it's one of those things. But we have that, those abilities, that personality. And once we learn what that is, and we learn what God's purpose for our life is, then that's when we set those goals we talked about two weeks ago, we talked about setting godly goals. And then last week we talked about financial goals. And now when we find out what all that is, we can start managing our time to accomplish what God's purpose is for our lives. And each one of us have a different purpose. It's not the same purpose, okay? That would be just a waste of time. If every one of us were alike, we'd be little clones, and we'd be really bored with each other. Scott and I are about as different as you can get. If we were exactly alike, we'd be bored with each other. I mean, if we were exactly alike, one of us isn't necessary. You know? I mean, that's the reality of it, you know? Yeah, and so in Ephesians 5:15, it says, look carefully at how you live. Live purposefully, yeah, and worthy, and I can't even read that today.
Worthy.
Thank you. Read that aloud, would you?
Look carefully at how you live. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people.
Live as wise, sensible, and intelligent people because you are.
Amen.
You are. Don't let the world tell you you're not. Okay? So we analyze the lifestyle and say, okay, what am I doing? I'm spending 14 hours a week watching television on stuff that doesn't matter. Inception was a fun movie. How many of you have seen Inception? Fun movie. Worthwhile? No. It was just entertaining, you know? Now, I'm not saying that that's never applicable, right? Because there's some times when you're just dead tired and you just need to chill. For me, I can sit down, I can get into it, I can relax, I can let everything go, and just chill. Okay? So there is a time for that, and it's okay. As long as it's not the bulk of your time. Okay? Another one I can get into is video games. You know, really easily. Second step, prioritize what's important. That's when you analyze your life, you look at what's important and say, okay, this is important. This isn't. Okay? You sit down to dinner. What's important? Dessert. Okay? Eat dessert first. You may die. Okay? You have to look what's important and go with that. Okay? What's more important? Reading a Hardcore novel or reading the scriptures? Reading the scriptures, they apply more to your life. They do more. And by the way, for those of you who are new, on the bench you'll see Bibles like this. This is the NIV. If you don't have a modern translation, take it home with you. That's what they're there for. Or the little ones are just the New Testament. You know, if you don't have one, take them home. If you do have one, take it home anyway. Give it to somebody else. Okay? Ralph made a goal last week that he's going to try to find somebody every week to give a Bible and a New Testament to.
Amen.
That's why we buy them, okay? Kelly used to take them up to Ogden and give them away, okay? That's why we buy them, for you to take home and give away. That's a priority, okay? 400 of them, okay? And that, you know, that's one of our priorities, isn't it? Getting people into the Word, getting closer to God.
Amen.
Okay? So prioritize what's important. Ephesians 5:17, do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understand and firmly grasp what is the will of the Lord. Figure it out, grasp it, get a hold of it, okay? And it says, on the thing, it says, I have just enough time to do God's will.
Amen.
I have just enough time to do God's will. Now, you know what? You can be like me, and you can drag your feet for 30 years to get to the point where you're supposed to be, but it's still God's will, okay?
But here you are.
Three, economize your energy. You do not have enough energy and time to do everything. Okay? Now, that's one of my weaknesses. I think I can do everything. And it's to your detriment.
We're here to help.
It's your detriment. You know what? Because I can't clean the church, but Jay does a better job of it than I do. Lots better. Trust me. Okay? I can't work on the computers. Chris does. I don't want to teach classes. The Bible study. Prayer group Brandy's leading. Different ones of you are doing different things. And when you find out what God's purpose you is, you have just enough time to do that. Okay? And I'm going to be asking some of you to do more stuff than you really probably want to do. Okay? But, you know, economize your energy. Use it for what's right. You know? And, you know, I sometimes overdo it. You know, when mom passed away, we were trying to get the house ready to go. I was down there trying to drive, 750 miles to California, paint the house and drive back. You know, I thought I was Superman, Big red S on my chest. It stands for stupid. Stupid. You can't do it all, So you economize your energy. In 1 Corinthians 10:23, it says, I may do anything, but everything is not useful or constructive. And that's what Paul says. You know, we can do anything we want, but it's not useful. It's not constructive. Watching reality shows is not constructive. Not useful, okay? How many of you in your life... And in your life say, well, I would like to do this. And you have to say whatever that is in your life. I would really like to do that. But I'm just too busy. Well, you know what? We have to prioritize that.
Amen.
Are we going to spend more time with our friends and family? Are we too busy? Tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Chris told me he's not going to be down here spending time with me.
Aww.
What's up with that? He's going to spend it with Mark.
He's sweet.
I'm going to spend it with Scott part of the day. Yay. Painting the house. Okay. I'm a real romantic, I bought something for Scott one Valentine's Day. What was it, Scott? A water filter. Hey. He wanted a water filter. Hey, I went all out, I did buy him flowers. I bought him flowers a few times. Okay. So, we do that. But we get too busy. And so we need to, look at our life, analyze it, and weed out the stuff that, and the stuff that a lot of times I weed out of my life isn't bad. It's good stuff. It's just not necessary.
Amen.
It's just not necessary. I mean, I can sit down. How many of you have been to Chuck-O-Rama? Yeah. Do you know how much food they have there? I eat much more than is necessary. It seems like you go there and you want to sample everything.
Get your money's worth.
Get your money's worth, yeah. One plate would be my money's worth. But I have to have three. One for salads. No, it's plural. Salads. Okay? Because they have multiple different kinds of salads there. One for meat, potatoes, and all those yummy things. And one plate for desserts.
Yes. Desserts.
Desserts. Because they have too many of them. Okay? Isaiah 49. I have used up my strength, but accomplished nothing. We spin our wheels sometimes and we get pooped out and we accomplish nothing, okay? The fourth step is utilize the present. What it's talking about now is talking about living in the present. Because too often we spend our lives living in the past, remembering either the good old days. Oh, remember the good old days. But you know what? We don't recognize that right now are tomorrow's good old days. And what we're doing with right now determines whether they're going to be good old days or bad old days. Because we can spend our time remembering the good old days, or we can do the same thing, dwelling on the bad things that happened and the bad old days, and let that paralyze us. So we can be paralyzed by the past, either looking at the things that were wrong and the people who wronged you and all that kind of stuff. Or you can look at the good old days and wish they were like that again. And so you do nothing now. And so you can live in the present.
The future's just as bad.
The future's just as bad, yes. Because you can sit and daydream all the time. We had a guy that I worked with, and he did some things wrong. He says, what happened? I daydream too much. I daydream too much. We dream about the good old days that are coming. Yeah, okay, maybe not, okay? So make the most of opportunity. In Ephesians 5:16, make the most of your opportunities because these are evil days, okay? There are evil days, but make the most of it. Things happen that are cruddy. But make the most of it and trust God in it. Ecclesiastes 11:4, okay? If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done.
Amen.
If you wait for perfect, you know what? Because there's no such thing as perfect conditions, okay? You'll never get anything done, okay? Now, if you look in your bulletin, okay, in the very front of the bulletin, yep, I can't even find it. There's a part there that says, Sacred Light of Christ Community Church's goal is to bring people to Jesus and membership in his family, to develop them to Christ-like maturity. We had that class two weeks ago. Equip them for ministry. That's the 301 class offered in 2 weeks. And in the church and their life's mission, that's the 401 class in the world, in order to magnify God's name. That's worship service, what we're doing now, okay? When you learn about God, you're magnifying God's name, okay? Another way to put that, okay, use today to do certain things. Number one, to worship God.
Yes.
Use today, the here and now, to worship God. Not just on Sunday. Don't put it off. Don't delay it. Oh, I'll get to that next year. Well, you might not live to next year, okay? Psalms 118:24. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad today.
Amen.
One of the translations said be glad in it, but this one says glad today. Wake up and be glad for the day. I was driving in this morning, and I get up in the morning, and it's like my brain doesn't turn on until later on. And so I'm driving in, but all of a sudden, the sun was coming up over the mountain, and the mountain was just all like that little burst around there, just gorgeous. Take time to stop and notice that, and praise God for it, and worship God for it, okay? Use today to fellowship. Hebrews 3:13, encourage each other every day while it is today. Help each other so none of you will become hardened because of your sin, because sin has tricked you.
Amen.
Okay. Use to fellowship. Okay? Right after service, we're going downstairs and we have worship through eating. It's a time to fellowship. And it's not just to say, how do you like the macaroni salad there, Carol? It's not about that. It's about sitting down with each other and finding out what's going on in each other's lives and ways you can help each other and you can pray for each other and strengthen each other and lift each other up.
Thank you, Lord.
That's what fellowship is. It's not macaroni salad.
Amen.
Macaroni salad is just an excuse to get you to sit at the same table so that you have an opportunity to talk to each other. We have round tables so that you can talk and see more people at the same time. We used to have those long ones. You talk to the person across like this. And that Matilda over, she gets ignored because she's not got anybody across from her. You know? That's the only reason we have worship through eating. Because people will take time to eat.
Amen.
And so hopefully you take time then to fellowship. It's potluck. Guess what? It's not difficult. Now, those of you who go downstairs, you'll find my potluck today. I got a bunch of frozen burritos, hacked them in half, put them in a pan. I'm going to slop some sauce on them, some cheese, and some sour cream, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's good to me.
The burritos cost me $4. The cheese cost me $4. And the sour cream cost me $4. $12. That's one chick to Chuck-a-rama. Yeah, and I'm spending it on you. Yeah, big deal, huh? So use this time, use the time that God's given you today to fellowship, to get to know each other better and to be concerned. Use your time to grow.
Amen.
God gave you today, use it to grow. Okay? 1 Timothy 4:7, do not waste time arguing over godless ideas and old wives' tales. Spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. Train yourself for spiritual fitness. Again, here's your instruction manual. This tells you how to become spiritually fit. Okay? Prayer. Spend some time with God. I got here early this morning. None of you were here yet. I went downstairs. I made myself a cup of coffee. Did I make a whole pot? No, because by the time you got here, it'd be old and stale. So I made myself a cup of coffee. And I had some time. And I trusted God. I says, God, you got to get me through this today. I can't do it. You better. Okay? So spend the time to grow. And it's not hard. How many of you drive to work? You got cassette players in your car?
No.
No? Disc player? CD player? Hey, you can stick scriptures in there. I have a cassette player, but my scriptures are on CDs. And I have a little player that sits there on the console. I put it in, I plug it, and I play it as I go, and I listen to scriptures, or I listen to books on tape. I put on music, and I can sing as loud as I want, and it doesn't hurt any of your ears.
Unless the window's open.
Yeah, unless the window's open. Yeah. And people look at me kind of weird, because I'm, and they're going, what's the matter with him? Is he having a fit? You know? But I can sing, and I can worship while I'm driving. And it takes me from that place where I live now, it's about 14 minutes to work. That's 14 minutes.
28 if you have the way.
Going back, yeah. Now, some of you live, how many of you live out in Ethiopia? Like West Jordan and Taylorsville and Magna?
Ogden.
Hell, and Magna, Ogden. Yeah, I mean, you've got more time. But you've got that time that you can grow through listening. Now, I know Kay and Karina ride with each other, and there's times when they read stuff. One of them drives, one of them reads. Hopefully, you know, opposite person. Yeah. And you know, they learn how to do, and they learn stuff, and they grow in that time while they're riding.
Amen.
I do a lot of praying during that time. I love, you know, and I've told you before, in my days when I was learning and going to school, God had put me on the road to California just to keep me, you know, because you can only listen to so much, and then you got to shut up and listen to what God's saying.
Amen.
And God revealed a lot of stuff in those times. And sometimes I miss those trips. Other times I don't. But, you know, beyond that road. And Scott would say, I hate you. Don't you want to fly down? It's like, no. I use that time to listen to tapes, to listen to stuff, to meditate. It's my quiet time. It's my time to be away from everything else.
Amen.
And grow. Okay? So use the time today to grow. Okay? Use that time today to serve others. Get out of your own little shell. You know, too often my world is about me. And that's not the way life's supposed to be. It's about others. Jesus didn't come to earth for himself.
Amen.
Now, did Jesus get anything out of coming to earth? Yeah, he got all of us.
Amen.
Got all of us. But when he came, it was for us.
Amen.
He went to the cross for us. He died for us, gave us all the writings and the scriptures for us.
Amen.
And God does the same thing. God does all this thing. I was reading in Ezekiel, what was I reading this morning? Ezekiel. And God was talking about how, you know, as a people, God took us as children, and we were born, and we were chucked out in the desert, and God came along and picked us up, and dressed us, and washed us, and took care of us. And prepared us. And says, and then you went off and acted like whores.
Yes, I did.
And you paid, you became a prostitute. And you paid the people who came to you. You weren't even a smart prostitute.
Amen.
You chased after them and paid them.
That's right, I did.
You know? And God was mad. And he says, but you know what? I got over my anger. And I cleaned you up, and I dressed you in clothes.
Thank you, God.
So, you know, but what? Scripture says, love your neighbor as yourself.
Amen.
Do good for your enemies.
Amen.
Okay? So use this time to serve others. Proverbs 3:27-8, do all you can for everyone who deserves your help. Don't tell your neighbor to come back tomorrow if you can help him today. Don't tell them to come back tomorrow if you can help them today. Okay? How many of you remember Popeye? Remember what Bluto's thing was? Was it Bluto or what was it? Wimpy? Yeah.
Tuesday
for a hamburger today. Okay. And secondly, or the last one, use this time to share your faith.
Amen.
To share your faith with other people. We come, most of us come from a community of battered, beat up, and bruised.
Yeah.
And you're going, and Brooke's in there going, but I'm not a homo. Well, you know what? There's a lot of heteros out there that are beat up just as bad.
Amen. It's true.
A lot of heteros out there who are beat up just as bad. And you know what? We all have opportunities every day when we can share our faith. And it does not have to be complicated. Because guess what? If it's really complicated, you ain't going to have a chance to share it. You know? And it's simple. Just share your faith.
Jesus loves you.
30 seconds worth. And if you're going to share your faith, don't tell people weird God stories. Well, I was waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then I woke up at 3, and it's like, okay, it might have been God working in your life, but to somebody who doesn't know, it's like, they're just weird. Okay? They're just up in the night. Well, yeah, God woke me up at 2 and 3 and 4. It's like, well, why didn't God let you sleep? You know what your faith is. Think about it. Challenge you to sit down sometime and write out your faith statement, your God, you know, how God works in your life in a faith statement that takes 30 seconds. Or why you believe the way you do. Why do I know it's okay for me to be gay? Because God told me.
Amen.
When I came out, God told me, you're fine. You're the same person you've always been. You just know who you are.
Amen.
That was pretty simple. But God, what about all those people back home? They're going to be so disappointed with me. And the Spirit said, their problem, not yours. It's Connie's problem, not mine. And you know, it wasn't 2 weeks I had the opportunity to share that with somebody. Because my boss at work called me and she says, you know, you're a social outcast. And I said, you know what? It's your problem, not mine.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Oh, it's my problem? Yep. One of my friends said, how can you just be out like that? It's like, God told me I'm fine. Amen. Who am I going to believe? You or God? Yeah. Spirit told me I'm fine. Who am I going to believe? Somebody's lying. Ain't the Spirit. Okay? Share your faith. Colossians 4:5. Be wise in the way you act with people who are not believers. Use your time to the best in the best way you can. Be wise in the way you act with people who are non-believers. You know what? If you're a believer of Jesus Christ, act like one.
Seven days a week.
Act like one. Okay? And then the most important part that's there is right here. Oop. Not there. Here. Okay?
Jesus.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
Thank you, Lord. It's pretty simple.
Jesus did it. That's the message. If you haven't accepted Jesus in your life and Jesus' grace, and you haven't had that opportunity, I encourage you to do it now. Because when you walk in Jesus' grace, it's remarkable. So much of the weight of this world is lifted off you. And you walk in Jesus' grace, and it's there. The burden that normally pull you down is just isn't there. And the hurts that used to hurt like hell don't anymore. And I can tell you, kneeling beside my bed that night, bawling my guts out, and just the relief that came. And you know what? The things that hurt so bad then, I still remember them. It wasn't like God took an eraser and went, there's a blank spot in your brain. No, I remember them. But they don't hurt.
Amen.
Because Jesus took care of them.
They had no power.
They had no power, yeah. So, you know, I could go back and spend time looking at all that and going, oh, wow, and, you know, trying to dig it up again. But why would I be that dumb? Jesus took care of it.
Amen.
Why would I dig it up again and try to make it hurt when it doesn't? And I walk in the grace. And, you know, we've all done stupid things in our lives. But that's what Jesus came for, because that's who we are. We're human.
Amen.
Will we do stupid things in the future?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Of course. If you don't think so, come around and talk to me later. You can tell me what happens, okay? 2 Corinthians 6:2. This is the hour to receive God's favor. Today is the day to be saved. Today is the day to be saved. Don't put it off to tomorrow, because you might fall down the stairs and break your neck and die. Today. It's not about tomorrow. Now, this is the steps for time management. How to improve. Not to squeeze more into a day, but to weed out the things that are not important and only do that which is. Because we only have enough time to do God's will. And we get sidetracked. And that's the whole thing. You know what? I mean, we talk about church. Other churches are not our competitors. The golf course, the softball team, football games, tennis for Conrad. Okay? Those are the things, anything out there in the worldly realm is the competition. Anything that wants to distract us away from our relationship with God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and with each other.
Amen.
Those are the things that we need to be aware of. Because they'll consume your time. Gladly. Gladly. They don't make TV shows so we won't watch them. They try to make them attractive. They don't make cars nice so you won't want to buy one and get distracted. We can chase after pleasure. We can chase after prestige. We can chase after possessions. You know, Scott and I just bought a house. You know what? That thing is not the most important thing in our life. Not the most important thing. We have time. Use it wisely. And all those things that I mentioned here, I mentioned the five things in the front of the book: worship, glorify God, bring them into fellowship, membership, grow them, that's discipleship, serve others as ministry, and share your faith as your mission in the world.
Amen.
Just a different way to say the same things. But it's all about God.
Amen.
We make it about us. And we can't do that. Would you pray with me? Loving God, I thank you. I thank you that you care enough about us to take care of us. That in those times, Lord, when we are out in the desert, we're all alone, and we're crying, you hear us. You take care of us. Your word tells us that you pick us up and you clean us off. You shine us up really nice. You put your best clothes on us. You give us rings and crowns because you love us. God, help us to love you back. Help us to love you and to love each other. Lord, help us to manage our time to be effective in the things that are important in this life. Not chasing after the things of this world, but to chase after you. Thank you for helping us do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.